everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 9, entitled Rock in the Road. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching. We've been gone from The Walking Dead for a good 2 months.
Seems like forever.
It does. It does feel like forever. And we didn't even watch Walking Dead like during the off season either. I think I caught a little bit of the mid-season finale before this new episode came
on. Right before the show.
Yeah. But what did you think? First of all, did you miss it? What do you think? So much has changed since we last were talking about The Walking Dead.
It kind of snuck back on us. It's like you didn't really hear anything about it.
Right, right.
You didn't see all the social media. Oh, it's back. The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's like one day I woke up and you said, hey, Walking Dead's coming back on Sunday.
Yeah, that, I feel that same way, even though we don't watch live TV as much. So if you're watching, if you're busy watching Netflix or something digital, then you won't see trailers for it. But I do feel like I have barely seen any trailers, which is why I was like, I can't believe Walking Dead's coming back on. And then here we were, and I'm like, hey, Walking Dead comes back on tonight.
Yeah, there's a little excitement.
Yeah. Which I'm getting more excited because that means if The Walking Dead comes back on, that means we're getting even closer to Game of Thrones, and I get real excited for Game of Thrones. So, in regards to this episode, this season premiere, this second half season premiere, I thought it was okay.
It was cool. It was cool. It wasn't as high paced as I would like it to be. You know, usually after having been on for a while, it come back on with a bang.
Right.
This just kind of slow road.
Yeah.
It's like if you go bowling. Slow roll that ball down a lane.
Right. And it may like knock out one or two pins, but.
Right. But it's slow road and it hit a strike at the end.
Yeah. I will say I like Jerry. I like him. I'm glad to see that he's back. We got to see Ezekiel and his tiger.
Right.
Daryl. A little more Daryl this week. But I would say it's on par with The Walking Dead level. It was nothing like, they didn't do anything extra special to where I was like, oh, that's The Walking Dead I missed or anything like that.
Well, we met a new crew.
The people at the end or the other people? Wait.
People at the end.
The people at the end. But did we meet another crew in addition to the? Oh, no. Well, Rick met the Kingdom people for the first time.
Right.
I love their reaction when they came in because that's the reaction I want. When, you know, because Carol and Morgan, when they saw it, they were kind of, like, nervous, but
Carol had a little smirk on her face.
Yeah, like, I would be like, oh, shit, and run out the door. Like, there's no fence, there's no guard between me and this tiger.
Think, yeah, Rick had a more realistic
reaction.
Yes. Like, they kind of stood back, like, hold up, is that really what I think it is?
Right, right.
And is it on a little chain?
Yeah, right. A chain that it can yank off at any moment and come running. Like, what if it sees me and goes, yummy? And then, you know. So.
Right, when animals attack.
Right, right.
It always happened out of the blue. Yep.
And I do like that they kind of told Morgan. Like, you know, sometimes they drag stuff on for too long. So they met Morgan, boom, like immediately when they got to the Kingdom. Although he's keeping Carol's secret a secret. I know that's going to come up pretty soon. But I like that they kind of told him right away what happened. You know, it's not like he doesn't know by the end of this episode what happened with Abraham and Glenn. So I did like that part of it.
Yeah, right off the bat, they said, this person died, this person died, this person, this person. I didn't realize it was so many people.
Right. Because we keep thinking of Abraham and Glenn.
Right.
But yeah, Olivia and then, damn it. What was the girl with the glasses? Well, Olivia had glasses, too. What was the girl, the doctor? What was her name again?
Donna, Dana? I'm not sure.
It's not ringing a bell right now.
Yeah, it's not. But we all know who it is.
Yeah, we all know who it is. Yeah. It was Tara's girlfriend. And then who else was there? Spencer. But, you know, I saw some people were like, who cares about Spencer? Yeah, there was a lot of people.
Yeah, even though Spencer was a backstabbing punk, he was still a part of the
team.
He
died as a traitor.
He did die as a traitor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. But he was still part of the team at one point.
He was our traitor. We would have dealt with him, okay?
Yeah.
So, now, I'm happy to know that Pastor Gabriel, when the show episode first came on, I thought it was going to come on with a bang and that Pastor Gabriel was going to get, like, an arrow to the head or a gunshot to the head because it kept just showing him.
Right.
And then when he left his post, I was like, okay, why did he leave his post? And then even when we saw him getting all that food, well, first when we saw him getting food, when we heard it, we both kind of thought, oh shit, he's getting attacked.
Yeah.
And then when we saw him get the food and then put it in the car,
we thought maybe he was just going to leave to go fight on his own, solo.
Okay. I didn't know. Part of me did think, is somebody in that passenger side? Because it kind of looked like someone was there.
Well, now we know. We know he was taken.
Yeah, now we know he was taken. Yeah.
Mm. Just waiting for the phone call.
Right. Good luck. I can't do it like him. Oh, damn. You know, imagine if Liam Neeson was in this show.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah, what's his name? Liam Neeson? Or yeah. Liam? No, Liam Neeson, yeah.
But that's the one who would take him.
Yeah.
He's the taker now.
He would be the taker, or he would get people back. He would have got Daryl back long ago.
Daryl would have been back.
Yeah. But yeah, this episode was okay. We'll have to watch it again, of course. We'll watch it a second time and see what we think, but it's cool to have it back.
It is. I'm just waiting to see the giant with that giant footprint.
Oh, the person that took Pastor Gabriel.
Right. Just a person who snuck in, period. Like, Gabriel, you don't hear his big feet running
right,
around there.
Right. I will say, though, Rosita, her little attitude is starting to get a little bit on my nerves.
And, you know, I thought Rosita was past the whole...
I did, too. Past that petty level.
Yeah, the pettiness.
Yeah.
With Sasha. Because at the end of the last episode, they looked at each other, gave each other that nod. Like, you know what? Let's do this.
Right.
And now comes this episode, I guess she's like, man, forget that.
Right, because we slept with the same dead guy. Like, okay, Rosita, chill. And then even as soon as they saw Morgan was gone, or excuse me, not Morgan, Pastor Gabriel, she was talking shit about him. Like, he's a traitor. You know, he took our food. He's a punk and blah, blah, blah. And then even with Morgan, oh, you going to tell me, what did she say to him? What, you're going to say that I should listen to you or whatever she said, or you were right? And it's like, damn, what's wrong with you, Rosita?
Rosita don't have any room to talk. She just got the last person killed.
Yep. And the other guy taken, Eugene.
And Eugene taken, yeah. But she came in handy, you know, knowing a little bit about the bombs.
Which I will say, when she found the bombs and she figured out what they were going to do there, I did think for a minute, I was like, oh, this is them pulling Rosita back up into the ranks of she is needed, she's important, because that's what they showed us in the previews of Pastor Gabriel saying, hey, we need you. And then now it did show that we needed her, but her attitude has to go. Her attitude has to go. I will say, though, with them having the little bombs and the, what are those things? The sticks? The dynamite sticks? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what they are. Dynamite.
I got some memories of Lost from that. I was a big Lost fan. So, like, at one point, they found these dynamites and, like, the expert end up getting blown up by it. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, oh shit. Like every time someone had it in their hand, I was like, oh, who's going to blow up? Who's going to blow up? But no one blew up. So
I thought Walking Dead was going to kill everybody in Walking Dead fashion.
I can just tell you who's going to die.
Somebody touching it, just boom, everybody dies. I'm like, oh, we need a new group.
Well, you know, Rick, any moment, if they really want to get badass, Rick can die. But the whole time,
I hope not.
I thought Benjamin was going to die. The one that was in the woods with Carol.
Yeah.
It did not happen this week, but my money is on him next week. So that's more than likely going to be my most likely to die.
All right, so you fast forward to your most likely to die.
Yeah, because we already know he's important to Ezekiel.
Yes.
Ezekiel, all the steps are in the way, right? All the steps have been taken. They came to Ezekiel. He turned them down.
Right.
Ezekiel's like, no, everything's good right now. But in true story fashion, someone important from Ezekiel's life is going to have to be taken. Yeah. I'm going to use that word taken the whole time. Someone important in Ezekiel's life is going to have to be taken, which is going to be poor little Benjamin. Because the little boy, it would just be too sad if it's that little boy he was reading to or reciting the poem, the Martin Luther King speech.
Yeah.
It'd be too sad for him. Plus, we don't know that little boy. But we've seen Benjamin a few times to where, like, he dies. It's like, right. Oh, shit, you know?
Benjamin actually has speaking roles.
Yes, he has actually speaking roles. So, yeah, he's going
to
die.
And he talked to Carol, made a new friend.
Right.
Went back. We know that Ezekiel loves him. So, yeah, I agree with you.
And, you know, anyone who comes in contact with Carol usually dies. Any kid, anyone under the age of 25, I would say.
Under the age of 21, 18.
21, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's my money. That's my money. It's on Benjamin. Anything else you got?
No, not right now.
I know it's a short one. I know everyone loved Rick's story.
Well, actually, this wasn't a short episode. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't that many exciting moments.
Nah.
Like I said, it was a slow roller. But yeah, Rick's story was badass. It was cool. I mean, it was a badass. It's, you know, you're telling a kung fu story.
Right.
But, you know, it was a good story. It was deep.
Yeah, yeah. That is what I will say. I kind of tuned out just a little bit, and then I started paying attention to what he was saying, and it was towards the end of the story. So when we do our rewatch, I'll have to pay better attention, because I saw everyone online was like, oh, that's an amazing story. I'm like, shit, well, I kind of tuned out for a second.
Yeah, The Rock is a gold.
No, I saw that. I mean, okay. I heard that's where I kind of came in. Like, she dug so hard, her nails were bleeding, and I was like, wait, what's going on? Like, that's when I actually start paying attention to the story.
Okay.
So I was like, shit, I missed it.
So the story was putting you to sleep at first.
Yeah. I mean, well, because like the whole episode, it was kind of just like, here we are, you know, and then I was like, wait, what's going on? What are you talking about, Rick? And it was like, oh, shit, can't rewind it. So just go on with the story. So,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that's all I got. I'm pretty sure we'll come back with a second rewatch, and we'll have our likes and our dislikes and have a little more to...
Yeah, because it's a pretty good episode.
Yeah, so, I mean, all the people at the end.
I guess once we rewatch it, we have a lot more to talk about, give you our likes, dislikes, I ain't fearing shit, most likely to die, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah. I did like Rick's smile at the end, I will say that, because it was kind of
you brought that back up.
These are the people we need.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, first when he smiled, I'm like, oh, maybe he know the people. Or maybe he knows someone in that group. Mm-hmm. But then after watching the preview for next week, I'm like, okay, he didn't know anybody.
No.
He was just smiling because maybe, like you said, these are the people we need.
Right.
We got a new group.
So yeah, we'll see where that goes. All right, you guys, thanks for coming back. We hope you enjoyed the episode as well. If not, let us know what you did or did not like about it. Our email is dead@theverdictsin.com, or you can also hit us up on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. And also, if you're watching Emerald City, that's on NBC, we are covering that show as well. You can listen to that on our Verdictsin feed. So just The Verdictsin, if you type that in.
Right.
And you'll find that podcast there.
And they're also uploading in on Emerald City Fan Talk.
Yes.
Right? Emerald City Facebook. Fan Talk on Facebook.
Until Tuesday, I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.